Okay, today's daf in Masechet Shabbos is daf Nun Ches, as we are in Perek Bameh Isha. We started yesterday's daf Nun Zayin. This Perek goes for 10 blot, Nun Zayin to Samach Zayin, and then we get into Perek Chol Gadol. The Malachis, before that, we have issues of Hotzah and other issues. So this Perek started off with what is an Isha allowed to walk outside with and what not. She's allowed to walk out with anything that's called a Tachshit, anything that's, as long as it's not a Masa, not something that's carrying extra, then she would be able to walk out with it. But there could be an Issa D'Rabbanan, as is described, that maybe a woman might want to take it off, and she might want to show it to her friends. And therefore, certain types of fancy jewelry is also not allowed in places without an Erev, because we don't want her to possibly come close to the Issa D'Raisa of Hotzah. So here on Daf Nun Ches on Aleph, we're talking about different types of zugim, of bells, on different types of clothing and jewelry. So towards the bottom of the Amud on Nun Ches of Aleph, the Brisa quotes Amar Mar Lo Seitze Behema Lo Bechosim Shebet Savara Lo Bechosim Shebet Susav Lo Bezug Shebet Savara. A zug, a bell on the animal's neck, right? The animal's not allowed to go out with it. And the Brisa adds Vezevaze E Makablan Tuma, and the bell around the neck is not Makabal Tuma. Ask the Gemara, Vizug de Behema in Makabal Tuma, is that true? Veraminu, the animal's zug, the bell around the neck is not Makabal Tuma. Veraminu, Zug Shel Behema, Timea, Vishel Delis Tahora. But the Brisa says that if a zug of a Behema, it is Makabal Tuma. It can become tummy. Only a zug on a door is tar. Why? Because that's Mechubar. Rashi says, Delis Mechubar Labayasu, Shu Chibur Lakarka. A ring on a door, which is attached to the house, which is attached to the ground, that's mechubar. Ve'eino kli l'kabal tuma, and it's not a kli that's mechabal tuma. Ve'zug asui ha'asui lo batil l'gabe. And it's batil l'gabe, as he quoted earlier, Bereish Pirkin, earlier right on Daphne and Bays, call mechubar lo hariu kamohu, right? We had that a couple of days ago, about a week ago. Anything that's connected is like the item itself. And therefore, says the Gemara, that if it is on a door, it is tar. Vishal delas vasola behema tamea. If it used to be on a door, meaning it was not makabal tuma, and then you put it onto an animal, now it becomes tummy, now it's makabal tuma, because now it's no longer mechubar. Now it becomes a kli again. Rashi says, tamea mikanu lahaba, ava bichlo aved ba maisa, el shachishe vala vitlo vitlia lav maisahi, even though you just hung it on the animal's neck. Why? It's still automatically able to be makabal tuma. This is going to be a little bit of our discussion today, as we're going to get into it, about the statuses of kalim that become mechubar that become talush, and the sugya of talush al-basov chibro, as we'll get to soon. Bez Hashem. But let's just finish the Gemara first. Shel behema vasola delis. But what about the opposite? If you have a ring that was attached to an animal's neck, so it's a kli, and it's makabal tuma, and then you put it on the door, abo bisha chibro la delis v'kavam masmerim, tame. If you go for the ring from the door to the animal, it's makabal tuma automatically. But if you take it from the animal and put it on the door, and you stick it on, not good enough, it's still makabal tuma. Why? Says the Gemara to Kala Kalim, Yorden lidei tumasan b'machshava, vein olen midei tumasan ela b'shini maisa. Because Kalim can be makabel tuma just by the gemar das of the owner, right? When the owner says, this is gemar malacha, this is how I'm going to use it. If it already is in a state that's able to be used, automatically, boom, it's makabel tuma. But once something is makabel tuma, to get it to a state that it's not makabel tuma anymore, machshava doesn't work on that. That you need a maisa. That you need a shini maisa. It's harder to remove the status than to gain the status in the first place. So that's the gemara, and then the gemara. So gemara said, but anyway, that's a stira because between the zugim. So gemara says if it has a clapper, isla inville, lesla inville, that's not our issue now. But let's talk about this issue in general. So we know there are three items that can become tame, or not everything in the world can become tame: adam, kalim, and ochel. Right, those are the three items that can become tame. Something, if it's not one of those three, an animal cannot become tame. A tree cannot become tame. Right, mechuber. Adam, ochel, and kalim. Those are the only three. Adam could become tar after becoming tame. Kalim could become tar. Ochel cannot. Ochel cannot except for water. Water is the only item that could become water connected to a mikvah can. And kalim, obviously, right, not kli cheres, but all the other kalim can become tar. So Rashi said here that once a kli is attached to the ground, though, like a ring that's attached to a door, that's attached to the house, that's connected to the ground, that is mechubar, and therefore it can no longer become tame. Ask Rabbi Chanan. Ask Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shmuos, in Chulin, in Simen Lamed Beis. So what does the Gemara say here? That if I have a ring, that's a kli, it was on the neck of an animal, and then I put it on a, now I'm using it to on a door, and now it's going to be mechuvah lekarka, and I was even mechaber it, but I didn't do a shinui of it. I didn't change it at all. I stuck it on. I took some glue, and I stuck it on. That ring is still mekabel tumah. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara says, Shel behema vaso ladeles, afa pisha chibro ladeles, v'kavu b'masmerim. I nailed it in. It's still mekabel tumah. Esra b'chanan, why? Right? Isn't it mechuber now? Right, even without a shinui maisa, doesn't the shame mechubar, isn't that mafkia, the shame kli? That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha here in Kovet Shmuos, in the back of the second chelik of the Kovet Shiurim, on Chulin Simon Lamed Beis. He quotes our Gemara, Shabbos Nunches. It's, why is it there? Because it's answering another question, which is not our issue now. Shabbos Nunches, Zuk Shal Behem of Asol Adeles, Vechulu, Vikasha, Ta Mechubar, She'eno Makabal Tumah. The fact that Mechubar is not Makabal Tumah is why? Eino mishum de lo have a kli. It's not because, oh, why is it? Because it's not a kli. No, there's a positive status of mechubar. That's not one of those three items. Ela hu din hafka'a u'miniya milakabal tumah. And therefore, v'im kein hacha shechibru ladeles, it is now mechubar. So on my tummy, why is it makabal tumah? I don't understand. Right? It's not just that, oh, it still has the remnants of being a kli. No, even if you want to say there are some remnants, but now it has a shem mechubar. And mechubar is not, mechubar to the ground, is not one of the three items that could become tamei. So why, even without a shinui maisa? So Rabbi Chanan has two answers. Number one, he says in Achinami, maybe this is a machlokas tanoim. We know from elsewhere in Shas, we have the sugi of talush al-basov chibro, which we'll talk more about in a couple of minutes. Whenever you have something that's a detached, and then you make it attached, what is that called now? So you have it by Shechita, and you have it by Avodah Zarah, and you have it by Me'ila, because all of these have exclusions of Mechubar. So you have all the questions of, if I bow down to a house, right, that's Talush, or the Basav Chibro. So is the house Talush, and therefore it's Nasar, or is it not? So Rabbi Chanan said, day number one, you're right, in Achanami, this Gemara is only according to the Shechita of the Rabbanan, that Talush, or the Basav Chibro, is considered Talush. That's why it's still Makabal Tumah. But if you say Talush, or the Basav Chibro, like Rabbi Lazar, Baba Basra Samach Vav. If you say it's like Rabbi Lazar, then he would say in Achidami, it's Mechubar and it's not Makabal Tumah. That's his first day. V'tzarach lomer da'asik Rabban and Rabbi Lazar, Baba Basra Samach Vav. The Talash L'Basav Chibar, Inuk Mechubar. But then he says, maybe not, based on what I said earlier, which we're not reading now, he says, maybe not, Mechubar is not that Mechubar is not Shayach to have Tumah. You cannot create Tumah Mechubar. But if something is already Tamei, it could retain that status. That's his chiddush. Din mechuber nami, einu ela din minia bekabalas tuma. Ava kli shekvar nitma lo paka tum aso al yidei chibur. That's Rabbi Chanan. Mechubar is not mafkia tuma. Mechubar is only prevention of tuma. But if it's already Tamei, so it is mechubar, but it's not good enough. And that's what he says. The second day of here, today, is whether it's a machlokas tanaim or not. But if you look in the stipler has another idea in Taharos. Stipler of Taharos at Simon Yud Aleph. He quotes this question of Rabbi Chanan, and he says, first of all, maybe you're right. He agrees with him. He says, L'chari yishlom rabbi pshitos tevadei l'rabanan, t'ksavri da'idei chiburo l'kosel, lo nishapech v'toras metaltel, l'toras karka. Shapir Savri Shachibra Lakosa in on Ashav Shini Maisa. Kiva Dakati Metaltalu. Kamosha Haya Vagam Surasalonishtana. You're right, according to the Rabbanan, it should be Talush, and therefore it's still Makabal Tumah. Aval Rabbi Lazar, Kiva the Kasarva Damachubala Karka Neapafanasaka Karka. But according to Rabbi Lazar, the Talush of Chibro is called the Chubar, the MK, Kala Chevsan Mishtana. Mishem Metaltal Shem Karka. The Kolkia, even without a Shini Maisa. The Kolkia Gavna Shapir Nechshav Shini Maisa Gamur. That itself, without a physical Shini Maisa, the fact that I'm mechaber it, and Talash al-Basav Chibro is considered mechubar, so that should be enough. V'lachein l'Rabbi Lazar Shaper Paka Gam Torres Kabbalas Toma Shehaya Lav Mikvar. That is Rabbi Chanan. But now, that is the stipler. But now the stipler goes into a little deeper. Why is it? According to the Manda Amar, Talash al-Basav Chibro is considered mechubar. Why don't you need a Shini Maisa? Right? Usually, to change a status for, let's say, Genev and Gzela. Right, shinui kona. You need shinui, nishtana, for estanzona. You need shinui. You need nishtana. So here, why don't you need nishtana, right, to be able to change it, find you attached it, but why don't you need nishtana? So he has two ideas. Two ideas, lamdish ideas here, in Taros and Siman Yud Aleph. He says, number one, shinui maisa is only needed when the reason to make it tahar is a hafka'as shame kli. The davar zeh, de einam olim mitum asam, ela b'shini maisa. This brisa that our Gemara quotes, that it only is, oh, remove its shame tumah with a shini maisa, hu rak hecha shebanu letaro mipasheinu kli. If the only reason we're saying it's tar is because it's not a kli, then you need a shini maisa to make it not a kli. The aha amrina to be kol makom kishekvar chalalav shame kli lo pakam imenu tar as kli el imkain asavo shini maisa. Fine. Aval, skipping a few lines, aval ha to lamanta amar mechuba lekarka karka tahor ein zem mishum delav klihu shafilu kishu b'shem kli tar. If something's mechubar, somewhat then it's still a kli. Even if it's a kli, it's going to be tar. When do you see chini maisa to make it tar? In order, if the whole way it's going to be tar is because you're removing the shame kli. You break it, you smash it. But if you're attaching it, there's going to be a different reason why it's tahar. And that is mechubar. Kiva davika karka, vakarka eno makabo tuma, v'lokein lo ichmaslan. Mashalon asa shini maisa laf kia mimenu shame kli. Shahayla mikotem. To be called makom, mipas heyoso mechubar tahar. Number one. Number two, he has another idea. Another idea about why, again, you wouldn't need Shinui Maisa here, according to the Manda Amar of Talish of Chibro Mechubar, and that is why he agrees with Rabbi Chanan's first idea. He doesn't believe in this, the chiluk that he had before. Prevent Mechubar is Mufka. He's saying, oh, it could prevent new Tumah, but it keeps the old Tumah. He wouldn't believe in that such a chiluk. No, Mechubar is Mufka from Tumah, and therefore, I don't believe in that chiluk, so that's why he says this Gemara only can be according to the Rabbanan, not Rabbi Lazar of Talish of Chibro. But then he says a second reason why, according to Rabbi Lazar, why wouldn't you need Shini Maisa? Venira Dalni is Daiti. Dein Tzarech Lazeh. Shafilu imtim salomar shagam hadu mechuba lakarka. Kikarka tahar. Einu ala mishim shenevam menu toras kli. Even if you want to say you're right. The reason that mechubar is tar is because it's not a kli. It's not a kli. Remember, there's only three items that are become tame. People, kalim, and food. So this is neither. That's the point. It's not that there's a shame of something else. It just doesn't fulfill the requirements of Kabbalah Stoma. So even if you want to say it's because it's not a kli, you still wouldn't need a shini maisa. Mikal makom nira delo shayach b'mechuber lekarka kakarka klau davar zeh. But this idea of eino olam mitamasa elam shini maisa still is not shayach if you're connecting it to karka. Dinera. Shakol din de yardim b'machshava. Ve'enem olim ela b'shini maisa. Hu b'dvarim atluyim b'machshavaso v'yichudo. Shini maisa is a reflection. It's an action that reflects das. It's an action that reflects das. That's what shinu maisa is. And therefore, only when das plays a role in something do you need shini maisa. So there are many areas in halacha that das plays a role. By tumah v'tahara. We know that Kalim, Mishnayis and Kalim talk about this. They're only makabel tuma if they are ro'oi to be used. If you have a metal kli that is not fully formed, golem, a golem, why is the golem the famous legend of the golem of Prague? A golem means something that's unformed. That's why it's called a golem. So golem kli matchis, the Mishnah says in a kalem, are tahar. Why? Because it has to do with the machshava of a person. Mavur perakama dechulin, he says, lefisha demayim yakarim, o lefisha lechavot asuyim, ve'ena mishtamshit bohem kamo shehein, acha tigamer kol malachton. Until you have gemar malacha. And therefore, the person's das is koveya. The chen perakamba de sukkah. If you look in the first parak of sukkah, somebody makes a mat. So, what do you use the mat? And you can use the mat to sleep on. Then it'll be makabal tumah. You could use a mat as a sukkah mat, schach mat. That's why schach mats need, hechsherim. Because if it was a mat that you just bought somewhere in some Far East place that was made to sit on, so that's makabal tumah. You can't use that for schach. One of the three requirements for schach. So that's why. Gabi machtzelas, the first parak in sukkah says, im asala sichuch ena makabal astumah. It's not makabal tumah. So you see, machshava plays a role. Hainu, lefisha ena miuchedes lish tamshus ha'adam. The chayot seba entanani quotes another example. In the fifth parak of Kalim, kupach, Shekshaasol laafia shiura katanur. Ukshaasol labishol shiura kakira. This type of heating instrument that could be used for baking or for cooking depends on you. So says the Stipler, where your machshava plays a role in determining the tum and the tara, then shini maisa makes a difference that you need that. V'yesoda dinira mishum degabi tuma kli maisa beinan kidamrina b'shabes kuf chavdes temehai time agam kisher roy leiza tashmish v'lo avi muksim ikomakum in a makabel tuma v'chul and it continues haklau tekal akelim srichin yichur machshava l'shtamish ba osha stama heim miyuchadim omdin l'shtamish. That's where you need shini maisa. Again, what shini maisa? It's a reflection of das. If I'm mishanis something actively, so then that would reflect something about my das. But by mechuba lekarka, that's not Torah because of my das. That's a new reality that is created. Right? Let's say, he says, let's say it became mechubar memela. Somehow it became attached. That's still going to be tahar because it has nothing to do with the das of a person. Aval hada mechuba lekarka, eino mekabel tuma, lamadar mechuba lekarka karka, eino klal mipa'as machsheves ha'adam v'tachbulosav. It's not because of the person's thoughts. Degam ilu yitzuyer shenasa memela mechubel karka. If something could become mechubel karka memela, hayagam ke nitar, it would still be tar. Delam yishem shenizbatel yichudo hakodem she nitar. Not because the original yichud was nizbatel. Ela etzem hametzius shehu nechshav karka mitaraso de karka labas kabalas tumi. Nothing to do with machshava. And therefore, ki I gav nanir et lo nomar klal Haklau, they know the mitumasam ela b'shini ma'isa. So the yisod of our Gemara is not shayach to this case because it has nothing to do with machshavas. Those are two thoughts of the Stipler. Why, according to the Manda Amar of Tala Shel Bosof Chibro, it's mechubar. You don't need shini ma'isa like our Gemara says. Either because shini maisa is only needed where the reason latar would be removal of the shame kli, and here it's not removal of the shame kli, but it's just the shame mechubar, or shini maisa is only needed when the machshava is playing a role, and here the machshava is not playing a role; it's just the memela, the reality of being mechubar. Just two other points to chidushim of the achronim in the sugya tala shel basof chibro. The kodesh shiurim, if you look. In Rav Gusman Sefer on Baba Metzia, he has a beautiful ha'ara on Aran. He's talking about ribis there. He's talking about ribis there. There's a machlokas we've shown him whether Tala Shel Basof Chibro is considered karka or metaltalin for ribis, right? Because we know ribis and has exclusions also of karka. So he quotes the Ran. Quotes the Ran in Chulin on Daf Tezvav, where the Ran basically says a beferish, right? We think this machlokas of Tala Shel Basof Chibro, right, Talush, Mechubar, which is it? The Ran says it's somewhere in the middle. We're going to have two beautiful chilukim, frachronim, one from Rav Gusman. He picks up on this Ran, right? Because the Gemara there asks on Daf Tezayin, Amid Beis, Talush ala basov chibro, le'inyin shchita mai. What's the halacha for shchita? Talush ala basov chibro. Why? Because you have to use a knife for shchita. You can't use Mechubar. So what about you stick a knife into the ground, it becomes mechubar. Tala shel basof chibro. So is that, what is that? So the Ran explains, pirish hachi kamiboile. What is he trying, what's the background? And then he goes, le'inyin avodah zarah ashkechah tala shel basof chibro havi talosh. Mishum dekra davodah zarah mucha hachi. Midamai rachmana harim, only harim, which are mechubar meikara, are a problem. Aval talash v'losof chibro, it can become nesar. And regarding hechsher zroim, says the Ran, you have this. The question is, what about shchita? So Rabbi Gusman explains, what's the Ran driving at? The Ran's driving at is that there are different contexts in halacha. Some contexts are, only mechubar has this halacha. Anything that's not mechubar doesn't have this halacha. There are other halachas that say, only talush has this halacha. Anything that's not talush doesn't have this halacha. What's Talush Lebasov Chibro? It's somewhere in the middle. So where you would require Talush, this is not exactly Talush. Where you would require Mechubar, well, it's not exactly Mechubar. But where you could have this middle status, that it could work. So he says, L'chora hi she'la klalis b'chol dini ha'Torah, u'may kamar l'ni yishchita, asr of Gusman, on the run. What is the run saying? Pirish. This is the Gemara's question. What about Shechita? This is a general Shas question. Why are you saying the Gabi this, the Gabi that? What about here? The Alzematari Taran. The Emanu Shum She'ela. Pitala Shalabasov Chibro Mahu. The Pshitalon to Madrega Shlishis. It's somewhere in the middle. It's not exactly Talish or Mechubar. The Eino Lokadosh Lokamechubar. Vasheli Linin Shechita. What does Shechita require? Does Shechita require Talush? Or does Shechita not allow Mechubar? If it requires Talush, this isn't Talush. If it doesn't allow Mechubar, this is not Mechubar, then it could be okay. That's the Ran, that's what the Ran's saying, and that's what the Ran explains. By Avod Azara, it's a din of Mechubar that is not Nesar. So anything that's not Mechubar is going to be Nesar. Talush Abusav Chibro is not Mechubar. And for Hekshar Zerah, you have this. But what about our case? This is Madrega Mimutsa'as, as he says, and therefore it's going to be different. That's what he says, beautifully picking up on this Ran. And one other thought, Rav Soloveitchik quotes from, if you look in Shi'urei Harav on Inyanei Shechita, so it quotes from, Rav Soloveitchik quotes from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that we find there are stiras in Rambams and in Gemaras about Talos Shel Bosof Chibro, by Shechita, by Me'ila, by Avodah Zarah, by a number of the items. And again, without going into the details, the yesod that he builds on, and you have to look in each case, is that sometimes we're mixing apples and oranges. Because sometimes the sugi is about Mechubar and Talush, sometimes it's about Karka and Metaltalin. And those two are not the same. Karka and Metaltalin are formal halachic statuses. Mechubar and Talush are physical realities. So you have to know, Talush is of Chibro, Talush, Mechubar, but it still might not be called Karka. Or on the other hand, maybe it's Talush because it's still detached. It was detached, but because it's in the ground, it's called Karka. You go in either direction. But that could also answer some of the questions. Yesh lechalik, he says, Bein dina matzulim b'shem karka, b'shem metaltalin, l'dina matzulim b'shem mechubar b'shem talush. Tos talush, ulo basof chibro dino ka karka, ach ein dino kim mechubar. Ho bein a mechubar l'karka, b'chibur tiv'i. Umemela b'chol dina tali b'shem karka, ein ishbon ala karkos, ein ono ala karkos, talush basof chibro could be like karka. Right, but it might not be called mechubar. Ein molin b'talush basof chibro ho b'dino ki karka. Okay, Bechol, and it continues others. Either way, these are some of the ideas that relate to our Gemara about Shini Maisa by Talash Lebosov Chibro and other related Tumavatara issues. Okay, we'll stop here.